Chapter 13. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. A certain man of Zorah named Manoah, from the clan of the Danites, had a wife who was sterile and remained childless. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said,
"You are sterile and childless, but you are going to conceive and have a son. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink, and that you do not eat anything unclean, because you will conceive and give birth to a son. No razor may be used on his head, because the boy is to be a Nazarite, set apart to God from birth, and he will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines."
Then the woman went to her husband and told him,
"A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of God, very awesome. I didn't ask him where he came from, and he didn't tell me his name. But he said to me, 'You will conceive and give birth to a son. Now then, drink no wine or other fermented drink, and do not eat anything unclean, because the boy will be a Nazarite of God from birth until the day of his death.'"
Then Manoah prayed to the Lord,
"O Lord, I beg you, let the man of God you sent to us come again to teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born."
God heard Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman while she was out in the field. But her husband Manoah was not with her. The woman hurried to tell her husband,
"He's here, the man who appeared to me the other day."
Manoah got up and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he said,
"Are you the one who talked to my wife?"
"I am," he said.
So Manoah asked him,
"When your words are fulfilled, what is to be the rule for the boy's life and work?"
The angel of the Lord answered,
"Your wife must do all that I have told her. She must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, nor drink any wine or other fermented drink, nor eat anything unclean. She must do everything I have commanded her."
Manoah said to the angel of the Lord,
"We would like you to stay until we prepare a young goat for you."
The angel of the Lord replied,
"Even though you detain me, I will not eat any of your food. But if you prepare a burnt offering, offer it to the Lord."
Manoah did not realize that it was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah inquired of the angel of the Lord,
"What is your name, so that we may honor you when your word comes true?"
He replied,
"Why do you ask my name? It is beyond understanding."
Then Manoah took a young goat, together with the grain offering, and sacrificed it on a rock to the Lord. And the Lord did an amazing thing while Manoah and his wife watched. As the flame blazed up from the altar toward heaven, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame. Seeing this, Manoah and his wife fell with their faces to the ground. When the angel of the Lord did not show himself again to Manoah and his wife, Manoah realized that it was the angel of the Lord.
"We are doomed to die,"
he said to his wife.
"We have seen God."
But his wife answered,
"If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and grain offering from our hands, nor shown us all these things or now told us this."
The woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson. He grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him while he was in Mahanadan, between Zorah and Eshtaol. Chapter 14. Samson went down to Timnah and saw there a young Philistine woman. When he returned, he said to his father and mother,
"I have seen a Philistine woman in Timnah. Now get her for me as my wife."
His father and mother replied,
"Isn't there an acceptable woman among your relatives or among all our people? Must you go to the uncircumcised Philistines to get a wife?"
But Samson said to his father,
"Get her for me. She's the right one for me."
His parents did not know that this was from the Lord, who was seeking an occasion to confront the Philistines, for at that time they were ruling over Israel. Samson went down to Timnah together with his father and mother. As they approached the vineyards of Timnah, suddenly, a young lion came roaring toward him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power, so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands, as he might have torn a young goat. But he told neither his father nor his mother what he had done. Then he went down and talked with the woman, and he liked her. Sometime later, when he went back to marry her, he turned aside to look at the lion's carcass. In it was a swarm of bees and some honey, which he scooped out with his hands and ate as he went along. When he rejoined his parents, he gave them some, and they too ate it. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey from the lion's carcass. Now his father went down to see the woman, and Samson made a feast there, as was customary for bridegrooms. When he appeared, he was given 30 companions.
"Let me tell you a riddle,"
Samson said to them.
"If you can give me the answer within the 7 days of the feast, I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 sets of clothes. If you can't tell me the answer, you must give me 30 linen garments and 30 sets of clothes.
Tell us your riddle,
they said.
Let's hear it.
He replied,
out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet.
For 3 days, they could not give the answer. On the fourth day, they said to Samson's wife,
coax your husband into explaining the riddle for us, or we will burn you and your father's household to death. Did you invite us here to rob us?
Then Samson's wife threw herself on him, sobbing.
You hate me. You don't really love me. You've given my people a riddle, but you haven't told me the answer.
I haven't even explained it to my father or mother,
he replied.
So why should I explain it to you?
She cried the whole 7 days of the feast. So on the seventh day, he finally told her, because she continued to press him. She in turn explained the riddle to her people. Before sunset on the seventh day, the men of the town said to him,
what is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion?
Samson said to them,
if you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have solved my riddle.
Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. He went down to Ashkelon, struck down 30 of their men, stripped them of their belongings, and gave their clothes to those who had explained the riddle. Burning with anger, he went up to his father's house, and Samson's wife was given to the friend who had attended him at his wedding. Chapter 15. Later on, at the time of wheat harvest, Samson took a young goat and went to visit his wife. He said,
I'm going to my wife's room.
But her father would not let him go in.
I was so sure you thoroughly hated her,
he said,
that I gave her to your friend. Isn't her younger sister more attractive? Take her instead.
Samson said to them,
this time I have a right to get even with the Philistines. I will really harm them.
So he went out and caught 300 foxes and tied them tail to tail in pairs. He then fastened a torch to every pair of tails, lit the torches, and let the foxes loose in the standing grain of the Philistines. He burned up the shocks and standing grain, together with the vineyards and olive groves. When the Philistines asked,
who did this?
They were told,
Samson, the Timnite's son-in-law, because his wife was given to his friend.
So the Philistines went up and burned her and her father to death. Samson said to them,
since you've acted like this, I won't stop until I get my revenge on you.
He attacked them viciously and slaughtered many of them. Then he went down and stayed in a cave in the rock of Etam. The Philistines went up and camped in Judah, spreading out near Lehi. The men of Judah asked,
why have you come to fight us?
We have come to take Samson prisoner,
they answered,
to do to him as he did to us.
Then 3,000 men from Judah went down to the cave in the rock of Etam and said to Samson,
don't you realize that the Philistines are rulers over us? What have you done to us?
He answered,
I merely did to them what they did to me.
They said to him,
we've come to tie you up and hand you over to the Philistines.
Samson said,
swear to me that you won't kill me yourselves.
Agreed,
they answered.
We will only tie you up and hand you over to them. We will not kill you.
So they bound him with 2 new ropes and led him up from the rock. As he approached Lehi, the Philistines came toward him shouting. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. The ropes on his arms became like charred flax, and the bindings dropped from his hands. Finding a fresh jawbone of a donkey, he grabbed it and struck down 1,000 men. Then Samson said,
with a donkey's jawbone, I have made donkeys of them. With a donkey's jawbone, I have killed 1,000 men.
When he finished speaking, he threw away the jawbone, and the place was called Ramoth-Lehi. Because he was very thirsty, he cried out to the Lord,
you have given your servant this great victory. Must I now die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised?
Then God opened up the hollow place in Lehi, and water came out of it. When Samson drank, his strength returned and he revived. So the spring was called En-Hakkore, and it is still there in Lehi. Samson led Israel for 20 years in the days of the Philistines. Chapter 11. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him,
Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.
He said to them,
when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.
Then he said to them,
Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Then the one inside answers, Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said,
By Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons.
Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them,
Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebub. Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes 7 other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first.
As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out,
Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you.
He replied,
Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it.